This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The scene is a safe house somewhere in Britain, and the players are British intelligence agents, diplomats, and one lean, white-haired Libyan man named Moussa Koussa. He is, or was, Libya's foreign minister, a senior member of Muammar Gaddafi's embattled regime. Koussa flew to England yesterday, and the British say he has resigned his post and defected, and that they've spent the day debriefing him. NPR's Philip Reeves has the latest from London.
Koussa's unexpected arrival in Britain is a major propaganda coup for Gaddafi's opponents. For weeks, coalition leaders have urged the colonel's inner circle to abandon him. British Prime Minister David Cameron says Koussa's now done that, dealing a serious blow to Gaddafi's authority.
It does show a huge amount of decay, distrust and breakdown at the heart of the Gaddafi regime. This was his foreign minister. This was a key member of his government.
Details of Koussa's mysterious flight to Britain are beginning to emerge. He flew in yesterday from Tunisia. British officials say he came by private jet of his own free will. They haven't said who arranged it, although they say they did have some idea beforehand of Koussa's intentions. Koussa touched down, declared he'd resigned, and began talking to British officials, voluntarily, they say. Koussa's a former head of Libyan intelligence. He's played a leading role in Gaddafi's regime for years. The British know him well, says Foreign Secretary William Hague. Hague's been talking to him since the start of the military operation against Libya.
He has been my channel of communication to the regime in recent weeks, and I have spoken to him several times on the telephone, most recently last Friday. His resignation shows that Gaddafi's regime, which has already seen significant defections to the opposition, is fragmented, under pressure, and crumbling from within.
In Tripoli, Gaddafi's government sought to shrug off the loss of a big player. Spokesman Moussa Ibrahim admitted the regime was surprised to learn Koussa had gone to Britain. He only had permission to go to Tunisia to be treated for diabetes and high blood pressure. But, said Ibrahim, plenty of Libyans could fill Koussa's shoes.
Is a man who truly, and seems maybe genuinely, feels tired and exhausted. He's an old man. He has serious health problems. His heart, his body could not take the pressure. We understand that.
The British say they're not offering Koussa immunity from prosecution. Some allege he played a role in the 1988 bombing of a Pan Am airliner over Lockerbie in Scotland. Scottish prosecutors have already asked to interview Koussa. Right now, though, British officials are more interested in the present. They want to know what impact Koussa's defection will have on Gaddafi. Britain's Armed Forces Chief, General David Richards, sounded optimistic when accosted by reporters outside his London headquarters.
Is it helpful that the Libyan Foreign Minister was possibly now defected?
I think that's a positive, don't you?
And will it be helpful for the operation?
I think so. Psychologically, it's all about psychology. It can't be helpful to Gaddafi.
Koussa's not the first top official to abandon Gaddafi. In the early days of the civil war, Gaddafi's interior and justice ministers defected to the rebels. But Oliver Miles, a former British ambassador to Libya, says Koussa's the biggest fish so far.
He's not absolutely in the inner circle, I don't think. I think the inner circle is mainly restricted to Gaddafi's own family. But short of that, he's as powerful as they come.
Jack Straw, a former British foreign secretary, says defections like Koussa's matter a lot.
There is unlikely to be any kind of military, quotes, victory for either side. It does depend on which side psychologically collapses. Now, I don't think the rebels are going to, and nobody wants them to. So it's about boring away inside the kind of brain and heart of the regime.
Gaddafi's opponents hope more of his inner circle will now follow Koussa's example and jump on a plane. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.